Well, good Tuesday morning. Thank you for joining us today on Tetelestai. Yesterday, we began talking about the importance of joyfully abiding in Christ. And Jesus talked about abiding in Him. And we looked at that in John 15 and how John the Apostle is one who really talks a great deal about this. And he mentions it, as we said, in John 15, the night before Christ was crucified, the last Passover Seder that Jesus celebrated with His disciples. And He spent a great deal of time talking about union with Him, oneness with He and the Father, abiding in Him, and the importance of abiding in Him, of being fruitful, and His Word being at home in us. And this is what we defined yesterday when we talked about abiding. Jesus is giving it as a command. He's not suggesting it. He's not asking us to. He is commanding us to be what? At home in Him. Abiding has to do with dwelling in or being at home in someone or something. And we find that Jesus talks about Him being at home in us, He and the Father coming to make their dwelling place in us, their home in us. And we know that abiding is all about location. Abiding really equals salvation. It is to dwell in Christ. It happens the moment we believe, when He takes up residence within us and we become one with Him. We are abiding. Abiding is not up to us. It's not up to us to maintain our union with Him. He is the one who does that. He is the one. Now, obviously, there are things we can do to enhance and our experience of that union, that reality, that truth. Certainly there is. And there are lots of spiritual practices that we incorporate in our life and choices that we make each day that enable us to experience the reality of our union with the Messiah. John, in his first letter, in 1 John, he mentions signs or blessings that come from us abiding in or being at home in Jesus. What are some of the blessings? What are some of the signs that indicate we are at home in Christ and Christ is at home in us? Now, 1 John is really an epistle of contrasts. I mean, John wrote his letter to help the readers distinguish between true believers and false ones, those who are genuine and those who are deceivers. He does a lot of contrasting of darkness and light, of sin and righteousness, Satan and God, love and hate. And when John addresses this whole subject of abiding, he uses the term to refer to believers who live in Christ, who are in Christ, who are at home in Jesus, and Jesus is at home in them. He contrasts them with deceivers who do not live in Christ, who are not at home in Christ, and in whom Christ is not at home in. They don't know Christ. Now, John mentions several things about this concept of abiding in his letter. One of the first places he mentions it is in 1 John chapter 2 and down in verse 24. Therefore, as for you, let that remain or abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If that which you heard from the beginning remains or is abiding in you, you will also abide in the Son and in the Father. John is saying, hey, look, if the gospel message concerning Christ, His death, burial, resurrection, ascension, if the gospel message, the good news declaring our forgiveness, our being justified and made right before God, if that message is at home in you, then you are at home in Christ. You are one with Him and He is at home in you. Then he goes down in verse 27 of that same chapter and says, as for you, the anointing which you receive from Him abides or remains in you, and you don't need for anyone to teach you. But as His anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is no lie, And just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. Again, a sign of the fact that you are at home and abiding in Christ, and Christ is abiding and at home in you, is that the Holy Spirit, his Spirit, is teaching you. Now, he is teaching us from within. God has given us his Spirit. His Spirit, Holy Spirit, has taken up residence in us. The moment we believe this, the Holy Spirit who applies the finished work of Christ to us spiritually. He is the one that does this. He is the one that causes us and creates in us a new heart. He gives us a new heart. He makes us a new creation. He washes us. He regenerates us and takes up residence within us. He cleanses us. He applies the work of Jesus to us. And he becomes our teacher. Spirit of God is the presence of God at home in us. And so John says, if the gospel message is at home in you, then you're at home in Christ. If the Holy Spirit is teaching you, guiding you, leading you, then you are at home in Christ. You could not be led, guided, or taught by the Holy Spirit of God if he was not at home in you. And then he says in verse 28 of 1 John 2, now little children, abide or remain in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. When we're at home in Christ and living in the reality of that union each day, we can have confidence at the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because our life will be being lived in such a way so as not to bring shame upon him, nor upon ourselves. Why? Because he's at home in us, and he is living his life through us. Holy Spirit is empowering us to be Christ-like. He is working through us so that people see Christ in us. And the reason is because we're at home in Jesus and Jesus is at home in us. We're abiding in him. He is abiding in us. It is the result of salvation. And because of this, we can have confidence, boldness, John says, at the return of the Lord Jesus. We don't have to worry about shrinking back, being let down, being disappointed in ourselves or in him in any way. We don't have to worry about shame anymore as it refers to the Lord Jesus Christ when he returns. So many people are worried and scared of the return of Jesus. And the reason why many believers live that way, sometimes the cause of it is that we're not experiencing and living out the reality of our union with Christ. We're making provision for the flesh too many times, as Paul admonishes us not to do at the end of Romans chapter 13. And sin is dictating our life. But the good thing is that we can have boldness and we don't have to worry about feeling or receiving shame or disgrace or dishonor or humiliation from Christ within his presence when he comes. Why? Because we are dwelling in, remaining in, staying in, and we are abiding within and in our union with him. So that when he is manifested, we can have freedom, boldness in speaking, an outspoken bluntness, as it were. No fear, no shame whatsoever when the Lord Jesus returns. And again, I know many, many believers that dread the return of Jesus because they're not living in the reality of this at-homeness in him each day and allowing him to express his life through them. A Christ-like walk that results from us being at home in him and allowing Holy Spirit to empower us and to make us and bring us into experientially who we are in him. When we do that, we have peace. We have joy, the fruit of the Spirit. And we're looking forward to the return of Jesus. We're longing for the return of Jesus. We're not dreading it or afraid of it. When we are abiding in him, when we are at home in him and he is at home in us, this should be the heart of every child of God, because we are in him. through salvation and living in union with Him. But when we're not experiencing that reality through the choices that we make each day, it can be very disconcerting to our heart and cause fear and dread to enter in when we think about having to face Jesus face to face. And John says there's no need to have that fear. There's no need to be worried or anxious about His return when you're living in the experiential aspect of being at home in Christ. We'll continue looking at this subject tomorrow in 1 John. There are several more passages in 1 John where he talks about this. And we will look a little bit at too at the contrast with an unbeliever, a person who's not at home in Christ. There's trouble. There's problems for that individual. I hope that you enjoy, if you're a believer today, your being at home in Jesus and Him being perfectly at home in you. May the joy of the Lord be your strength today, and Lord willing, we will be with you again tomorrow.